Okay, on page 109, let's try to finish the maimer. Achein, Omer Chazal. Lo'ilam yasek odem et Torah mitzvahs, afa pi shaloy lishma, shemitak shaloy lishma bar lishma. This famous maimer Chazal, of lo'ilam yasek odem et Torah mitzvahs, that a person should always engage in Torah mitzvahs, even if it's not on the level of lishma, because shemitar shaloi lishma bar lishma. That from working on that madrega of shaloi lishma bar lishma, the person is able to come to a madrega of lishma. Probably more than any other maimer chazal, the difference between the derech of Baal Shem Tov and the Bali Musar, the difference comes out very clearly in the different interpretations of this sentence. Of what does that mean? On so many levels, we spoke about that in Aris HaTorah a lot, what it means, Torah Lishma. Api Chassidus, what does it mean, Torah Lishma? According to the other tzaddikim, Nefesh HaChaim, the Talmidim of Nefesh HaChaim, and so on. What does it mean? Ach besifre chassidus pirshu zay shaloi kederach ha'olam. Can I ask, please, this list of shaita? Besifre chassidus pirshu zay shaloi kederach ha'olam. That in the chassidus form, the explanation here is not the usual way that we've heard. Yesh shepirshu shebereishis shnais ha'adam oisik shaloi lishma. The usual way that this is said, that it's taught, is that we go through a earlier period in life, a spiritually immature period in life, where our avodas Hashem is shloi lishma, like we find in the Rambam and other Rishonim, that for children it's important to give all kinds of prizes and incentives and so on. And we hope that mitar shloi lishma, that from that which is shaloi l'shem Hashem, where there's ulterior motives, in that immature state, that the individual will mature beyond that, the child will grow up into an adult, and will understand the inherent value in learning and in mitzvahs, and won't need those type of presents or gifts to motivate him, but he'll be internally, within himself, he'll feel motivated. So the usual way that this is taught is that we should always encourage mitar shel olishma should be bar lishma, because ultimately we hope it will come to a madrega of lishma, that it will come to a madrega of lishma. Of course, in our generation, I was just reading a biography on Chalamai. I was reading from Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkelzeich, his Hasadah V'Kol Shel Avrocha. You know that he inherited from his great uncle, from Reb Blaze Yudel, and then from his father-in-law, Rabbeinu Shminkel, inherited a whole system of giving out money to God, not to children, money to Bachrim and to Yungalait as incentives for finishing certain amount of material in learning. And they say there, it says that Rav Beinu Shvinkel, his father was a very, very sharp person. So Rav Beinu's style of teaching was not the one which got everybody, at that time, not everybody was into Rav Beinu's shiurim. He had a certain style of teaching. So someone told him that because a lot of the fellows were not there and they wouldn't come to the shiur. So they said to Rav Beinu that the Shia doesn't have a certain Mashiach. In other words, it doesn't draw guys. Someone said to him, it doesn't draw people, the Shia, the style of the Shia. So Rav Beinu said, if I can't be kind of a Mashiach, I'll be kind of a Kesef. And I'm not going to explain it. You know what it means. And he gave financial rewards, incentives, and the place was packed. You know, he gave, and the guy came and said, I'll be kind of a Kesef. It's okay. Because the guy should learn. Rav Nosson Tzvi had stuff going on with money, unbelievable things going on with money. That for carving, for learning the what they had there in the yeshiva, to have they had their own daf be'iyun for each day, and if you get certain grades on the bechinas, there's all kinds of rewards that were given, and many siyumim were made, and a tremendous amount of learning was done. So somebody came to Avnasan Svi and with a taina that somebody told him, right, I remember that, so one of Avnasan Svi's Talmidim was opened up a yeshiva somewhere, and he was going to continue with that same mahalach of giving out money. So another one of the Rebbeim on that new yeshiva made chayzik of this, that, so what are we going to, we're going to give them, these are bachrim, these are ingolai, we're going to give them prizes if they say brachis also, make a shahakal, or we'll give them money in a shahakal. So the Talmud went and he told Rav Nosson Svi that some of the other Rebbeim in the yeshiva, that they were making fun of it. This is not a way of chinuch. And Rav Nosson Svi is very, very beautiful and sweet way explained. The whole marshal, I'm not going to go to the marshal now. If you read the book, you'll see it's a famous marshal that he used. But he brought from the Chazon Ish a marshal that we understand that there are certain times that things change over time, and what was an incentive in the past to learn doesn't necessarily work right now, and we have to try whatever we can. The main thing is the guy should be learning. So it's a taina on the madrega of Lishma and Lay Lishma, that in our generation it's very, very, very hard to squeeze out Lishma. Of course, we hope that everybody will come to that point, but it's hard, it's hard. So that's the usual way that it's explained, that if enough time is spent in the world of Lay Lishma, and the person has different cheshbainis, and he pushes to grow, that over time it will become Lishma. We hope that the time will come and the individual will reach a more mature level of Lishma. And that's the way this Maim Chazal is taught, in the simple way that is understood. So that means that when a person already comes to the Madrega of Lishma, and he's learning with the right kavanas, he's learning with the right intention, the way that this is understood from those svarim is that he's already in the world of Lishma. That is, he spent years, whatever it was, even decades, in the world of Shalai Lishma, and now he's finally made it. And he's learning Lishma for the purpose of Torah and so on. Kagan HaTzadikim Shigi Lakach. The understanding is that that Tzadikim already reached this madrega, kva'ein by mu'uma min hashalay lishma, means that they've already come to a point in their lives where there's no trace of shalay lishma. They went through that, they're done with that, and now they're in a place of lishma. Shayikayim rak b'tchilas aderach. The way this chazal is usually understood is that only at the beginning there was a lay lishma, and it said he can come to madrega of lishma, and so they're in that place of lishma. Kach rogil ha'ilum lefarish. This is the usual way that this chazal is learned. Ach besvar makadashim. However, in the svar makadashim, he brings here from Rav Mendel Vitebsky, from Piyaritz of Yaakov Pekudei, but it's in many, many svar. Pirshu, the explanation is as follows. Shekviyus ha'limud kach hitomid. Every single time that a person sits down to learn, it doesn't mean that when you were 10, 11, 12, and now you graduated, and you're called a lishma. But every single time that a person learns, every single time you night daven, every single time you do a mitzvah, shekviya salima kachi tamid, k'man chazal la'olam yasek adam, hain, what does it mean la'olam? Hain l'shet tamid, b'chol limud. That means that every single time that we sit down to learn, every time we try to do a mitzvah, we have to ask ourselves at that moment, why am I doing this? Not that you've graduated to the level of lishma, and you're no longer handling with candies and gifts and money and COVID. you're learning for the right reason. But there's no such thing that you've graduated and you've come to that permanent place of lishma. Lo'olam yasek adam. Lo'olam yasek, it's a constant, ongoing asik. That every single piece of my avodas Hashem, of my learning, of my davening, my avodas should be what? Should be l'shem Hashem. Shtam b'cholim, b'chol darga, b'chol adam. No matter what madrig you are, it's not just with tzaddikim that they reach lishma. Whoever you are, whoever the person is, in this avodah right now, this minute of my life, it's not that you come to that and you're done. At this moment of my life, maschilim and atari became a mitzvah shloi lishma. It's not that I'm in this place and I'm permanently set in lishma. It's a new day. It's a new piece of Torah. It's a new mitzvah that I'm trying to become. Today, I'm putting on film. That's today. It's a different mitzvah from yesterday's film. And I have to overcome any feelings, any thoughts that are not filled with Dveikus Bashem, that are not because of my relationship to Hashem. Now listen, am I putting on film today just because I put on film yesterday? So it could be that a person is putting on film every single day, and it's really just a few times, whatever, that he put on film with the kavanas that he should have. K'dei l'sakines ha'nofu v'hayard b'dargahi. And even by tzaddikim, on the madrega that the tzaddik is on. On that madrega that the tzaddik is on, there's also madregas in that place of the tzaddik of shaloi lishma compared to yesterday in lishma, higher levels of lishma, higher and higher levels of lishma. Not that you came to the thing that's called lishma. Compared to yesterday, this is shaloi lishma. Even though yesterday might have been an avayda of lishma, today it's shaloi lishma. And I have to try today, according to who I am today. I have to try to fill this mitzvah, this limud atayra, whatever it is, with kavanas of Dveikus Bashem. Haynu shahaloi lishma, v'halishma, einu mitzuyim b'merchakei zman zemizah. Not like it's usually taught, that there's a big time difference between shaloi lishma, sure, yeah, when I was 10, 11, 12, when I was bar mitzvah, then I was a loi lishma person. And now I'm already holding by lishma. That's not how the Chassidus Sfarim learned this. That there's a time gap. Ela oisei mitzvah gufa. In that very same mitzvah. When I begin today on that mitzvah, it could be tchilasa shaloi lishma. And I have to work on it. This mitzvah, this learning Torah today, right now, besayf yochel adam lavo lishma, to come to a madrega of lishma. Nimtzu she tzaddikim hagedolim, but by the big tzaddikim, betchilas kayama mitzvah, when they begin to be mekayim a mitzvah, when the tzaddik is working on some mitzvah, he starts to do that mitzvah. Alom dem Torah begov hadargis, or they're learning Torah on whatever high madrega that tzaddik is on. Afheim osku shalei lishma. On their madrega was also, they had to work on it to come more and more into lishma. O befrat heim shebekoichim lahalis hayard v'hanofu. Especially those tzaddikim had a big koich to lift up from the lowest places, to lift up to higher places. On the mahayizeh shalei lishma. Kifi erchem b'dargasa. According to their madrega, it was shaloi lishma. For another person, that would have been a very, very high madrega. But for that tzaddik, compared to yesterday, he needs to go further and closer, to get closer, to work harder. Ach behechlet klapei anachshav shaloi lishma. So for that individual, at that point of his life, it's as if it's shaloi lishma. Rak l'achmi came, but then they would work on this mitzvah. Achmikain olu ubo lishma, and they would come to lishma, to a higher madrega lishma. V'indargas hashaloi lishma kayemis af berum hamayla, and if we have madregas of shaloi lishma, even that are even by the highest levels, there's still something that's called shaloi lishma. Kayemas af berum hamayla means in my list there are my list higher and higher and higher levels of lishma. It's not just that I'm not doing it because of an ulterior motive. I'm not doing this in order that people should honor me or in order that I should get paid for this. And that's it. Now it's lishma. No, it's each avoid and each mitzvah, everything. The same like Rabbi Nachman Susan talks about don tshuva, ala tshuva. That a person says, I did tshuva, and as I'm finished, I did tshuva, I did that aveira, and now I'm done, I did tshuva. Which means I accepted of myself not to do it again, and I regret that I did it, and I said vidui. So, but Rabbi Nachman says that a person has to do tshuva on the tshuva, because as he reaches higher madrigas, Navez Hashem, then he looks at the tshuva that he did, and he realizes that tshuva was not really, that tshuva wasn't complete. And he has to do tshuva for the tshuva that he did that was incomplete. And this is an ongoing process of a person, constantly reaching higher and higher. So too, by each person, there are different madrigas of what's shalei lishma, what's lishma. Shemaschil bepashtis, a person begins on that mitzvah on a simple level, in a simple way. Violently tries to concentrate and work on it, and to ascend ad hagavaya b'yosef be'erko, to reach the highest madriga he could reach for that day, at that time in his life. Hanageil in yenenu. How this applies to what we've been learning. Sha'afim amnam magi Yehudi ala limud mikar ha-she'ifis. Even if a Jew reaches a point in his life where he has she'ifis, he has aspiration, big she'ifis to grow in his learning, in his avayda. And these she'ifis, these aspirations are she'heim, she'dibinuhu la'yishivay al-seder his kadmusi, musuyam, and because of his she'ifas, he has established for himself a certain seder of how to progress. Say he's made for himself a certain amount of gemara that he's or hours that he's going to learn a day, or how he's going to spend a certain amount of time on this tefillah. He has created a program of progress. And this program is a reflection of the shifas that this person has. He's growing, and he wants to grow, and because of that, he is now in a tkuf of his life, of his kadmus, of progress, of moving forward. Whatever that cheluk is mechelke atayra, so even though the person is on this program, even once he's on that program, he has to always remember to pay attention to the ikkar of what's this all about. And what's the ikkar? The lulma mitav tveikus. The ikkar is to learn with the veikus b'Hashem. In other words, it's not enough. So he covered his daf. He covered his Mishabur, he covered his Mishnayas, he covered his Chassidus, and he did some Musa, whatever, he had a great day. And that's his program, and that's the program that he's on, and he feels, I'm doing great, because I'm in this place of his Kadmus, and Baruch Hashem, it is wonderful. But in every single thing that he's learning, there's always that question of Shaloi Lishma Lishma. And Lishma, according to Baal Shem Tov, means the Veikus B'Hashem. So it's not just a question of, am I doing the right thing? Although that's, of course, very, 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 very great. But that's not all that it is. It's always also a question of lishma, of why am I doing this? Of Dveikus B'Hashem. Why am I doing this? Kagon, sheyoshis libay elanal, shekorle habakeh migroini hu kol Hashem Yisbarach misinai, as we learned earlier, from the Narmel Melech and other tzaddikim. Meaning that when a person is learning, when we're saying words of Torah, we should try to think of the voice of Hashem that's coming through my throat. That these words, El Hadvarim, I'm right now learning this Gemara, I'm learning this Pasuk, I'm learning this Rashi, this Mishnah, whatever it is, but I'm learning this, It's Eilah Hadvar. These are the words, the very same words. And that Kivyachal the Shechina is speaking through my mouth. Hukol Hashem is Baruch Nisinai. This is the Kol God of Yosef, that never-ending voice of Har Sinai. And I have the schus to open my mouth and to say these words. And these are the words that El Hadvarim. These are the words. Anoich Hashem Lekach. So right now the words are El Metzias Shaloi, Ashnaim Ochzim Betalans, Amayim Sekar Shaloi, whatever the words are. Vahi B'yam Hashmim. But these are words that are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish through Har Sinai, through my mouth, here in Tovshin Ayin Beis. I am saying these words. It's not just I covered my material for today, and I'm doing great, and I got a 99 on my test in Gemara, and I'm moving forward. All of that's fantastic. But the Iker is the voice of Hashem speaking it through our throats, our lips. That's the Iker. That's why by the Chassidim, there was never, I shouldn't say, it's a little bit too strong, it was much less common to find by the Chassidim that there was an Inyan davke with this particular program. It wasn't such a big thing. Ad Hayom, you know, there are many, it caught on Baruch Hashem much stronger over the years, but it wasn't like even the Daf Yomi was by all the Chassidim, was not, Ad Hayom is not universally a way of learning. The reason maybe it should be more because we're on such a Madrega now of Shaloi Lishma that we need many, many more incentives and programs to keep us in the right way. But I'm saying traditionally it wasn't the beginning so much, because a person had a little bit of a detour that day, and he didn't feel the biggest cheshek necessarily to learn for that day, to learn that particular inyan. So among the chassidim, it wasn't seen as a major sin or violation to learn something different. And if it meant for that day instead that he'll say 3 hours, 4 hours of tilim, it was also an inyan. It wasn't with such a kriyas. There are ma'ilas to that, but there are also, of course, chesronos, depending upon the person. If a person is not strongly motivated, that could spell a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. We've spoken about that many, many times. That could cause a lot of problems. But for the person who, lives in a place of Dveikus Bashem, so it wasn't always the program. It wasn't always. But they said, like with the Baal Tanya, someone said, there was a lashon that he said by the Misnagdim, there's a Mokum Kavua. But the Misnagdim, the main thing is that there's a set place in this shul. And by the Chassidim, the Ikka was it should be a set place in my heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I'm not in that place, if I'm dragging around a little bit, so the Ikka is not, you have people that they spend most of their lives fighting over the Mokum Kavua, but then once they're there, they know what they're doing there. This is my mokum. They'll come 15 minutes early to shul, just to make sure no one gets their mokum. Okay, it's your mokum. Use it till 120. Yeah, stay in your mokum. It's your mokum. Enjoy it. And then they look around. They don't know what to do. Then they're waiting. What's the first chance I get to get finished with my mokum? The davening should end early. But you were so excited about your mokum. And if anybody takes your mokum kavua, it's a whole tragedy. It's your mokum. Has your name there with a gold plate. Your father bought it. Your grandfather bought it. This goes back to Har Sinai. You have your mokum kavua. And then, so now you're in your mokum kavua. No, so what? So Tani said, it wasn't such a beginning by the chassidim, a mokum kavua. It wasn't such a big Indian. Well, there's a difference like that. Again, it's not something which is emphasized nowadays because there's such a bad situation. Well, with kriyas, that it's not a healthy thing to talk about this problem, you understand? And if you talk to Chassid Shabbat about this, it would be very, very dangerous. And there has to be a seder. And I don't have to explain that. It's obvious what danger there could be in all of this. But the emphasis is that it was not a big thing about the Chassid. It was not a big thing about the Chassidim, including the Daf Yomi. It was not in big parts of the Chassidim. It was not much more now than it was before. Because the program, Because the Iker is Dveikus Bashem. The Iker is Dveikus Bashem. So does that mean that there's an exact curriculum for that? A specific curriculum? And that there's a deadline? And then if you didn't hit the deadline, if you missed the deadline? So there wasn't such a big inyan by that, by the Chassidim. As the generations got further and further away from Lishma, of course, it was more important to make more seder, more and more seder. But the Iker is to think about Shekhalu HaBakeh Begranahu Kol HaShem Zbach Misinai. That these are the words that I'm saying are the words that are coming out from my mouth of the Baruch Shalom's talking. Sharishna Megalazai Zbailo. As if this was never spoken before. I'm the first person to say these words. I'm the first person to say these words. That every single Jew, not just Moshe Rabbeinu, that every single Jew, when he works on this madrega of Lishma, that he's able, mamish, to be on this madrega, of course, not Nivu like Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's able to be on a certain level that the Shechina is working its way through him, that the Shechina of Hashem is speaking through him. And a person should have these thoughts when he's learning. Again, each person is different, and how often, and so on. But this is an example. At least some of these types of thoughts from time to time. These thoughts bring him back to the great pleasure, the oinig of Dveikus Bashem. Which again, according to the Baal Shem Tov, and the Talmid of Baal Shem, that's the meaning of Torah Lishma. Not how much you know, but what is the purpose of your knowing? And of course, to know more and more and more, and through that to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not to forget the Iker. And that what I was saying before about not being such a thing, so much for the Kriya, is that doesn't mean not to get up on time and not to do things to fill one's day. It's just as far as how one fills the day, with what learning. But it doesn't mean to get up, it doesn't mean to get up at 10:30, 11. That's what I'm talking about, the danger of not having the Kriyas nowadays and what that could lead to. And that's why the more Chassidish of the neighborhood, the more you'll see guys walking around with tefillin at 11 o'clock in the morning, 11:30 in the morning. That's one of the sad consequences of not having a strong Kriyas, not being in a strong Seder. Again, I'm not saying God forbid that that's a majority, but it's more common. It's much more common to find that in the besides if you have shuls that are open until 12 o'clock with Shachar Shalom. You're not going to find that in Washington Heights, anything like that. Kedar Shomru Shabakal Limud Yesh Dei Dagis. Whenever a person is learning the two madrigas, it says in the Sfarim, whenever we're learning the two madrigas, Teresh Shabachsav, there's that Vayidaba Hashem Moshe Lamer, there's the Shechina speaking through your mouth. That's called the written Torah, and the Chelik Advekis. Regardless of whether you're learning Torah Shebech Sav or Torah Shebech Peh, there's an experience, the Torah Shebech Sav way of learning. Torah Shebech Sav way of learning is with a little bit of Nevi'is, not that we're Nevi'im, but with that feeling of the Dvar Hashem in our mouths, with that feeling of Advekis, that's Torah Shebech Sav, the way that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it. The Torah Shema Peh. And then there's the Torah Shema Peh, the way that we learn. Again, regardless of what you're learning, whether you're learning Torah Shebech Sav or Torah Shema Peh, there's a b'chin of Torah Shebech Sav in how one learns, and there's a way of Torah Shema Peh in how a person learns. The Torah Shema Peh is Chelek HaPilpul V'Saras HaMart. That's more the intellectual work. That's called Torah Shema Peh. The Inyan of Dveikus is called Torah Shebech Sav. And when a person is working more on Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning using his intellect to work out whatever the inyan is and going into it more and more in the mind, obviously what that causes in the person is Shebaal Magish Yoyser Es Atzmai V'Avanoso. That causes a person to feel more of himself and to have more of a of a sense of how much I know, how much I've accomplished, how much I understand. Because Sof Kol Sof, he's working with his Moirach, with his Seichel, and he's working hard on this understanding, this Inyan. And the result of that is, the result of that Teresh Baal Peh type of work is me. That it's natural that the sense of I becomes more inflated. So it's very important that after a person spends some time doing that, whatever it is, an hour, two, whatever his time thing is, Olav Lufal Tnua Benavshoi Larafayas Mitziuso. He has to bepile a different thing inside of himself. He has to bring about a different movement within himself, and that's a movement away from the I, away from me. This is something which is missing very, 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 very much. It's missing nowadays. Olav Lufal Tnua Benavshoi Larafayas Mitziuso. Davka to weaken that sense of my mitzias. Lalo is a chilek habitul Hashem isbach. To rise higher in that madrega of bitul Hashem. Davka bitul takadosh baruch hu. Va'dveikus bari isbach. And dveikus in the ur Hashem, not in oneself. The whole nature of learning Torah Shabbat Peh. The whole way of learning Torah, again, I'm not talking necessarily about the material, but the Torah Shabbat Peh way of learning is that it increases the sense of I, of the ego, of the self. That's why it's not uncommon to find in yeshivas a strong dosage of gaiva and of yeshus, of gaiva and yeshus, which could come out in many ways. It could be in a way like looking down at balabatim, looking down at simple Jews, like they're not anything, simple Jews, or a person's not a lamdan. If he's not a lamdan, then who is he? He's not a lamdan. There are many ways that can come out, and it does come out in many, many, many ways. Ben Olam HaChaveru, Ben Olam Malkum comes out, Gaiv and Yeshus, there's a lot of Gaiv and Yeshus. Much more than by simple Jews. Why? Because a simple Jew is more Teresh Bechsav. He's not Isaac so much in the world of Teresh Baal Peh, of the Moyach. And because of that, most simple Jews, they don't have that feeling of, a stronger feeling of the self. They're more Teresh Bechsav. Teresh Bechsav means it's not me, it's the Baruch Shalom writing this. Mashenkin, a person who's learning and using his mind and his intellect, there's more of a tendency for that person to become chamiznik, to rise, and to look at himself as being something, and to forget about Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an odd thing, but that's just how it is. Even though you'd say just the opposite, this guy's learning so much, you'd think that he'd be thinking about God all the time, and the simple Jew is hardly learning at all. And he seems to be able to say a kapitel tehillim with more feeling and more dveikus. So how could that be? Because it's always very, very hard in that world of that way of learning Torah Shabbat Peh, which the emphasis is completely on what do you think? How do you understand this? You're smarter than the guy next to you in the Shia. You asked a better kasha. You were able to stump the Rebbe for a minute, whatever it might be. So there's a lot of I. There's a lot of I. I is connected to Torah Shabbat Peh. Because it's something where the person feels detached from the Bari Olam and feels himself. Again, I'm not talking about the material, but the way of Torah Shebechsav is, who am I? I'm nothing. The Bari Olam writes something, and that's on me. He's writing something through me. He's saying certain words through me. I'm just saying the Bari Olam's words. Eila Dvar. Asher Tadabru B'nei Yisrael. That's it. I'm just saying these words. The words are the Bari Olam's words in my mouth. It's Torah Shebechsav. The person is in that place of bittul. So then he's open to have a relationship of dveikus b'Hashem that gets stronger and stronger. And that's why it's always not avodah lishma. Always. Why am I learning? Whose words are these? What's the tachlis of my learning? And if a person's answer is to make himself into a lamdan, to make himself into a Talmud Chacham, that was one of the things that in the book on the Moshe Tzvi, that he writes there about his Talmud is writing there about, there's a lot that's very beautiful about Rabbeinu Shmuel. Well, I remember Rabbeinu Shmuel. I wasn't learning in the Mishi, but I remember when I was living in Yerushalayim, I used to go a lot there. I had friends there and had some mishpacha. And I'm a member of Bench, I'm a member of Chaim Shalaz, I'm a member of Nochem from those years. And they knew the Rabbeinish was that he used to, one of the things he tried hardest is that nobody should ever see him learning. He was a master of concealment. He was writing there how this fellow was writing, said that he went with a couple of his friends that were going through, Rabbeinish was the Hashiva, after Rabbi Zidl passed away, Rabbeinish was the Hashiva. And he was going to get, there were a couple of guys that were going to get tested to get into the Meir Yeshiva. Which is, you have to try very, very hard not to get accepted into the Meir Yeshiva. Because, I don't know how it is now, but I hear that the new Rosh Yeshiva, Zal Gozun Zayin, is as good-hearted and good-natured as his father, Olam Shalom. It was very, very open to giving boys a chance. As long as someone wanted to learn, you're in. So these guys were going for the Feher by Rabbeinish, and the door was a little bit open to Rabbeinish's room, his apartment, and they saw that he was sitting with a Gemara. He was sitting and learning. And then there was a knock on the door. They gave a knock on the door, and they quickly saw that he threw the newspaper, Hamadi, on top of the Gemara. He put the newspaper on top. And they came in, they saw him sit there with the newspaper. He sat back and was looking. And there were many stories like this that of times that they caught him. He was caught. He was tremendous Talmud Chacham. The Bishkarov used to give him his Chedushim to look over. His notes to look over to Rabbeinu Shmuel. But he was in such a way, such a nister, and how he did everything. So there you have what Torah can make of a person, that the more that he learns, the less of the ego. The more he learned, the smaller the ego. That's unbelievable. And that's what they saw by Rav Nosson Svi the way that he conducted himself. The greater he became, the more everything was with pashtas, and everything was simple, and the way he spoke to people, and he loved. He looked at simple Jews. He loved everybody, Sfaradim and the Chassidim. You know, none of these in Yonim. Like that people have a lot of yeshivas in and many of his things, everything is, everybody's good and come in here. He spoke to everybody on their madrega and he was happy with every Jew. They saw these things by the Chofetz Chaim, by the Tzaddikim, that they had such a way, the Jews. Because everything by these people was Torah Shebichsav. Even when they learned Torah Shebaal Peh, which was most of their lives, they learned Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't about them. It was the Dvar Hashem. It was always the Dvar Hashem. And it was always Hashem writing those words and the words of Hashem coming through their lips. So they didn't become bigger in their own eyes. They became smaller in their own eyes. Not greater. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu in his own eyes was nothing. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the person of Torah Shebichsav. His whole Metzias is Shechinah B'Dibrei Mitarech Groinai. So who am I? Everything is the Dvar Hashem coming through me. So why would they be needing to be a Balgaiva? What's the meaning of Gaiva? To have a Yeshus. And that's why Davke, they say also that he writes there that Rav Beinish used to finish a Shia. He used to say the Shia, so they used to want to, right away they would jump up the guys to call Yeskim Kash, and he would say, I don't know, ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, I don't know. Because I don't know what you're talking about. They always like nothing. There's a famous story they say about Rabbeinish. I heard this first years ago from my brother-in-law who learned there for many years. But they say that because when Rabbeinish used to go in to give the Shia, so a lot of the guys used to be run out before he came because it wasn't such a popular Shia. So they used to be running out. So they say that Rabbeinish was going up the steps and most of the guys, everybody left. There's some new guy in the shiva, just so everybody was taking off and everybody's running. So he didn't know where Rabbeinish was. He was new in the shiva and Rabbeinish was going up the steps. So Rabbeinish told him, Rabbeinish said to him, life, run, Rabbeinish kumpiats. Rabbeinish is coming. You better get out as fast as you can. As Rabbeinish himself told him, run. His mamash was like ka'afa. There's like nobody. That's a person whose Torah is in a place of working constantly on the Lishma. Constantly on the Lishma, that it's not about me and what people think of me, and being able to say something and whatever, and to impress people, whatever it might be. It's not. That's the Chilik Abidul Hashem's Baruch, the Vegas Baruch, Baruch Lehel. Also, it's Mevutul Kolu Beraisa Kutchabuch of Yisrael Chak, page 110. And when a person works on this, then he could pay attention to this. That the Ikka, what's Torah? Torah is Hashem is Baruch. It sounds so obvious, but it's not. It's Torah Hashem is Baruch. Kamayim ha-Yerushalmi. The whole world is not compared to one word of Torah. And really the truth is, ain't hevdel in Lamed Mishnah, a Chumash, whatever that person is learning. When it says the whole world is not compared to one word of Torah, it doesn't make a difference if he's learning Mishnah, if he's learning Chumash, Haggadah, a Medrash, whatever it is, Sugi, B'Gemara, Halach, B'Shulchan Aruch, whatever it is. He called Gilui, Shel Teres Hashem Yisbarach Mevi L'Chabik Yisamelo Kedir V'Atanya Naidor M'Perakei, which Baruch Hashem we learned in the Tanya Chavura, that whatever the Torah is, it's not coming. I'm learning Teres Hashem. It's coming to, from Hashem's mouth, and right now by learning Torah, I'm like the Tanya says over there, I'm embracing the King. So Nafkimina, it's a Mishnah, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, it's a Sugi in the Gemara, it's a Shulchan Aruch. And that's why it wasn't such a beginning. It should be davka this limud, davka that limud. Didn't have davka this or davka that. It was the ikka limud though. Because the ikka limud was always embracing the King. That every single piece of Torah is greater than anything in the world. Because as we learned in Parakei there in Tanya, there's no greater attachment, connection that one can have to the Bayi Olam than through learning Torah Hashem. It's mamish, the shechinim, and Torah Hashem. With this thought in mind, a person can go into a shul. He's visiting some place. He's in a neighborhood. He's not in his shul. And he goes into a shul, and he sees a sefer sitting on a table. He doesn't have his svarim with him. It's not his shul. He sees a sefer. He could open a sefer, liftoch sefer, mizdamin, whatever sefer happens to be there on the table. And he could begin to learn this sefer. It's not, it's between 7 and 8 o'clock. That's when I learn Mishnayos. Well, that's when I learn the Daf Yomi. Or I have my certain, this person who's living every second with Teres Hashem, doesn't make a difference. He walks into some place, he sees a sefer, he picks up a sefer. Like I've told you many times, just recently, that there was, and that's something I always saw by my father's old Gazon Sinai, and by my friend, my father's friends, those old Jews, that they were happy like they heard a Dvar Torah. They didn't have this thing like to critique, like they give out in college, what do you think about that professor from 1 to 5 or something. So every time you go to hear a Dvar Torah, or you hear a Rav, you hear a Shia, everybody's making a whole cheshun of whether it was like this, or it was like that, it was good, it was bad. And it doesn't make it much to my father. It never made a difference. If somebody just says a chumash, pasuk and chumash, my father says, oh, that's so beautiful, that pasuk. Whatever it is, a Rashi, a Gemara, a Mishnah, it makes no difference. This daf, the other daf, this omid, that omid, they make a difference. All the years that Baruch Hashem, I'm zoichet to learn my father, continue Mishnah for many more years. When I'm zoichet to learn my father always says, I say, Daddy, what do you want to learn? He says, whatever, what do you learn? He says, you want to learn something, a particular masechta, something you want to learn? Because my father learns the daf. I said, you want to do the daf? No, whatever you learn. What are you learning? So I said to my father, I'm learning this sugya. I said, fine, put other abba. Let's go. There was never once that I remember there was an inyan like dafka, this or that. And whatever it was the same geschmack. And I would say, I'm learning Muslim. Well, okay, let's learn whatever. Since I'm a kid, there's never an inyan like that. Dafka this or that. So whatever is fine. Any Dvar Torah, you ask my father, you say Dvar Torah, you tell my father, go over something that you learned. And my father said, he thought, I never heard such a beautiful Dvar Torah. And he means it. Because at that moment, that's how he feels. That's a beautiful Dvar Torah. Because it was always a feeling that you see by a lot of those Yidden, that it's the Dvar Hashem. It's an afkimin, it's this, it's that. It's good. Everything is good. It's all Torah. It's an afkimin. It's Torah Hashem. This person comes to the shul, he opens up a sefer and he starts to read. Over Frat, in Gam Maven, Ma'ab, American especially, he learns this sefer and he starts to understand a little bit. Astam kach, leleches, berachayv, lemalmel, ulemalmel, mishne, vedevetorah, a person is able to remember some Devat Torah when he's walking, and he doesn't have a sefer, he remembers, he memorized a few mishnayos, he's saying, makes him happy. He feels dveikus b'Hashem. Oh, so someone say to him, what kind of a learning is that? What are you doing? You're looking at some sefer, you're saying over some mishnah, you're saying over some Torah that you remember, that you heard on Shabbos. So what is that? What's the lomdus? What's the greatness of that? But this person doesn't, that's not his inyan. That's not his inyan. Like, it doesn't mean it's an excuse to slack off and to take it easy, not to push yourself. That's not what we're talking about at all. Malim mipiv is called Hashem Yisbarach mi Sinai. U'shchinim adaberes mi groinai. These are the words that Hashem spoke at HaSinai, and the Shechina is mamish. The Shechina is working her way through me. Remember, we used to live in, we were married, lived in Yerushalayim. So I used to daven a lot. There was a Svadish Shishtibu down the block. I don't remember whether it would, the Iraqi, I don't remember. There was a Svadish Shishtibu, very, very hardworking, even over there. And they had there like a little Shia before Mincha. So I would come to Mincha a few minutes early. And I would have so much fun looking around, watching the faces of these hardworking people. The tonic that they had there some chacham that would get up and say something from the Ben Ishchai every day, from before Mincha from Ben Ishchai. And I would love to look at the faces of these people. They were like an oil harbor. No, how they were like looking, and they would look at each other. And I never saw anything like this. They were so excited. They were so happy. Like you have, you go into shoes. Oh, he already said the list. Yeah. So it's just pure happiness. This person standing here telling us a piece from the Ben Ishchai. See, that's the Dvar Hashem coming straight to us from Har Sinai. That's how you feel. And it's because it's without gaiva, without yeshus, it's bevittel, it's with a feeling of dveikus b'Hashem, unbelievable thing. You see, by these Jews, emuna and dveikus, pashtas, without the ego. Okay, this learning right now that he picked up a sefer when he walked into the shul, it wasn't on his schedule. You understand? It doesn't have on his. It's not on his maslul, on his path. If he learned that sefer between, 7 o'clock and 7:10, it wasn't on his schedule. No, sheyesh bo kadmus doesn't. Therefore, he has no way of measuring any progress with that particular learning that he did for those 10 minutes. Umivchan, there's not going to be any test. Omnam enu nasa kan behulul yoyser b'tzion hanechshav bekerav bnei adam. He's not going to be filled with pride over some kind of a mark, a grade that he got, that's such a big thing by people. And he's be able to tell people and show off and know. Avo miskarav ma'odl b'chini Torah Lishma. But for that moment, he's in a place of Torah Lishma. He's in that world of Torah Lishma. And he goes through a little bit in the brackets. We don't have to see it because I want to finish the Maimon. Just in the brackets here, he just speaks about the same thing. About how that need that it should davka be a seder, davka exactly this seder, this exact time for this exact seder, even though it's very, very important, especially, he says, for young people. As I said before, with kids you have to be very careful. There should be masuda and with zman and everything. He says, but as a person matures, and hopefully is working more on this inyan of developing a relationship with the Borei Olam. So it's not always davke, that tochnit doesn't go with the tochnit, because the inyan of Dveikas B'Hashem is loyvesh tzura and poishet tzura, like it says in the Svarim. Sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it means for that moment to go and to do a favor for a friend. It doesn't davke mean what your program says. This is all part of one's growing in his avodas Hashem. Page 111. Kalmer, hadveikus b'Hashem isbarach. Kvi shekol neshama zochse litoyim b'leilos hagdolim shel Pesach Shavuos. As we said before, that feeling of dveikus b'Hashem that the neshama felt Pesach and Shavuos, matzvicha midah mesuyemes shel menuchas nefesh. Kasha adam kolav, in other words, the person should have from those aliyahs of the Yom Tov that he experiences. He says, in order that a person should be able to experience that, there's a need for a midah mesuyemes shel menuchas nefesh. But kasha adam kolav va'ozik binyanam achayim. When a person is imprisoned, it could be that he's even imprisoned in a certain seder that he has to finish, let's say Shavuos night. He made up that he has to, if he doesn't, whatever, he's not doing, let's say, the tikkun, he has something in learning, and he has to do this and cover that. That also could be a way that prevents him from experiencing the neshama of Shavuos night, or the neshama of Pesach. So if a person, he comes to the seder and he has the stuff that he's prepared to say, and he'll say it, even though it could be that Bubby's already like passed out on the floor. He'll say he'll do his thing, and he won't leave his notes. He'll say his thing, even though it's not going, because he's programmed to say his thing. Instead of maybe just closing notes and say something that'll keep Bubby, you know, on board and their children. No, I'm saying over this. I prepared this. I got this Torah, and I'm saying over this Torah, it makes no difference with the Olam. I mean, so what's the Tachlis? So he had a Maslul, he had a certain path, he had a certain program. So what's the program? So what does that do? The program, it's not accomplishing the program. But he prepared that, and he has all these different Torah, and he spent so much time walking in his Haggadah, or he got stuff online. Do it right on Pesach night or something, and he went on .com and he got his special super duper divrei Torah, and he says, I heard the, and he says, Hisham, that reminds me of something I saw from a Meir Shapira, the Hisham, and the kids, what are you talking about? Doesn't make a difference. He's going to say that right. Because why? Because there's a Seder, there's a Maslul, there's a certain path, there's a certain thing. Doesn't that, at that moment, that's not the meaning of how to bring yourself closer to Hashem, how to bring your child closer to Hashem. So now, it could be something else. Another time, that is a good thing. It's always good to say Divrei Torah. But it has to be with Seichel, and how, and when. Kach, kashal haigi v'tar kadoisha v'dayta nesuna el hespeik, if a person is trying to learn, and all he's thinking about is what he has to cover. As if Chas V'Shalom is in some kind of a university. He has a semester, and he has a final. And everything's about covering, and how much he's covering. Ein kan moech el ha'ikar. He can't remember the ikar of why he's learning. What's the tachas of all of this? So like this, and in order to feel this more and to expand on this more, we're going to learn the next mayim that's called the Sholosh Golias, the three Golias that we experience in life. It's an unbelievable mayim. The next Maimon Mitzvah will begin next Monday night. Shkari.